Put a little love in your heart. 98.1 KZE. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host. And joining us now live on the telephone is our friend Liz from the Queen of Rogues, which is at 59 Tinker Street in Woodstock, a place where I've left behind many brain cells in its former life as the Tinker Street Cafe, where I worked and did sound and had a good time. And I know the building pretty well. Hi, Liz. Good morning.
Hi, Rick. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited.
Me too.
To be here.
Well, although we're not together, we are still here, as you mentioned. So that is always good. And Liz, the Queen of Rogues, as a member of the area, used to be on Route 28 in the little service station building that was turned into a little shop. And yep. I'd drive by and go, what goes on there? So now that I know a little bit more about it, I'm still scratching my head. So you moved from Route 28 to 59 Tinker Street, a place that used to have a guitar shop in there. Once upon a time, it was part of the Espresso Cafe where Dylan allegedly wrote Highway 61 Revisited, and bringing it back home. A couple of tunes from those albums were written in a little spot where you have dance classes, which is super cool.
All of it, actually. The concept came, I was just driving by and I saw this little spot and I was like, I would really like to create my own art space. Mm. I'm a theater artist as well as a visual artist, and I love music and grew up in my mom's dance studio. So I wanted a space where all different kinds of artists could come together and create, have conversation, and see where that could go.
Cool.
So it started out in a small auto body shop, and then it started to pop. We just really had some amazing energy there. Then my friend Kelly Sinclair, she had an incredible photography exhibit there. It was 50 women over 50, and she owns the Happy Life store in Woodstock. And then she said, you know, the space above me just became available, so maybe you could come see it. So I came and saw it, and I just fell in love with the space. It's the high ceilings, wood floors, there's projection capabilities. It was a vision that I had. So we moved, we jumped ship, and really excited about it. And now the space is cultivating theater readings. We have musical performances, dance classes, variety of kids activities, book readings. So even yoga.
Wow.
Yoga Pilates. So the space is buzzing, and I love the excitement that is happening, you know, in it. And it's something that I've had vision for a long time.
Well, I'm glad that vision came to fruition. That's super cool. And right now, not only do you do all the classes and everything you just mentioned, but it's also an art gallery where you can purchase pieces of beautiful art and take them home, which is a cool thing, and adorn your walls with the beauty that's hanging up in Queen of Rogues. It's the Spirit of the Season art show. And it's been open since just before Thanksgiving, and it's closing this Sunday. You want to tell the folks about it?
Absolutely. So with my co-curator, Terry Bonnert, we wanted to create a show that explores the many layers of the season: joy, reflection, light in the darkness, gatherings, nostalgia, all the things that the season evokes in human beings and artists. Mm. And we put it out there for submissions, and we selected these six following artists to be a part of the show: Ann Morris, Pat Howe, Maxine Davidovitz, Rebecca Conroy, Jackie Oster, and Harriet Foreman Barrett. Mm. And these six artists are hanging on the wall right now. And the exhibit has been up since November 22nd, but it closes on Sunday, December 21st, which is actually the winter solstice in Woodstock. And we're having a closing party from 4 to 6 on Sunday. And we would love to invite as many people as possible to come and celebrate with us and I just love bringing people together and artists together, and it'll be super cozy and some refreshments, and just would love to share the space with you.
It sounds like a magical night in Woodstock. Aww. And I want to let the people know, because this is a point that was introduced to me, and I think this is important. You can take home these pieces of artwork that are on display for under $1,000. They're affordable, and some of the artists are selling prints for $150 or below. So this is your chance to have an amazing original piece of artwork, or maybe a print of an original piece of artwork, hanging on your wall, which is affordable and beautiful. And you can check them all out at Queen of Rogues, 59 Tinker Street in Woodstock. What are the hours for the reception, and what are the hours to come and view?
We're open from 1 to 5 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. Okay. And then we have our closing celebration party from 4 to 6 p.m.
Cool. Will the artists be there?
Yes, they will be. And it just would be so nice for you to come out and support these local artists. And, you know, it's interesting, like being a gallery owner, it's just see people come in and be emotionally triggered by art, and then to have it put on their walls and be part of their home. Like that's the reason why I do it. I love to see how it can inspire. And I'm actually looking at right now, my apartment in New York City, I have this beautiful piece of art by Ed Borkeis, you know, that he had an exhibit there as well. And it's just these artists, they just tap into a little piece of your soul. Mm. So we really need to support that.
Well, I appreciate what you do in supporting the arts as an umbrella. And it's really cool that you can go and take a dance class or an acting class, which is super cool. And the best part is how encouraging you and the people who support you are, and make this cool event and cool things that happen at Queen of Rogues so special, because it is a community thing. And to have a place where, let's say, your kids or yourself can go and explore the world of the arts, no matter what it is, that's super cool, and thank you for doing that, because we have to have more.
Thank you, Rick. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
And it's something that, you know, it gets, unfortunately, cut out of school budgets, and it gets, unfortunately, swept under the more important things that scholastic education can bring. But you and I both know there's nothing stronger than art or music, and having a background in it, it brings out the best in every subject and every aspect of your life. So I appreciate what you do, Liz.
Thank you. It's all about the collaborative spirit.
Yeah.
We need more of it in this world.
Yeah. Well, for you to encourage people to free themselves from the shackles of their regular everyday life, it's something special. And to get away from that for an hour and a half at a time is so rewarding. So, folks, check out Queen of Rogues, 59 Tinker Street in Woodstock. How can people get in touch with you, Liz?
They can contact me through the website. It's www.queenofrogues.com. You can also just send me an email, liz@queenofrogues.com.
Cool. And Liz will respond and get you in touch with your inner being and bring it out to the other people.
Let's do it. I'm going to make the world a better place one moment at a time.
All right. Well, bring it on, Liz. And thanks for what you do at Queen of Rogues. Keep up the good work. And we'll chat in the near future. And I'll stop by and say hi soon.
Oh, great. Love to meet you in person. Thank you, Rick.
All right. You got it. And don't miss out the final 2 days of Spirit of the Season Art Show at Queen of Rogues, 59 Tinker Street in Woodstock. It's your, last chance to take home artwork from these 6 artists who are displaying their works. Enjoy the day, and thanks for listening to 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, and we will be right back after this.
Whether it's a gift a project, or a little holiday magic. At Williams, we help you.